This morning's Big Brother exit interview is sponsored by our friends over at rockauto.com. You know, chain stores have a different price for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and reliably low at rockauto.com. They offer the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based on what the market will bear. Like the airlines do, rockauto.com is for everybody and doesn't require a membership or an account login. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet, whether it's for your classic or daily driver. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. RockAuto.com's catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same part? Go to RockAuto.com. See all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Rob has a podcast in the How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we send you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, all at rockauto.com. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino, and we're getting you ready for our exit interview back again. Very sad to say, Janelle Pierzina. I believe this is going to be my third exit interview with Janelle in the history of Rob as a podcast. Talked to her when she came out in BB14, and I talked to her last year when her and Brittany came off of The Amazing Race. But we're going to talk about her and her 3 weeks in the Big Brother house. Taryn Armstrong is going to join me momentarily. He's prepping for this morning's live feed update as we get ready for a busy Friday here on Rob Has a Podcast. On Thursday night, we talked about the eviction of Janelle up on the block against Kacer. Had a fun show with Taryn, with Brent, and with Chantel Francis on Thursday night. Of course, we'll be back again live on Sunday night to recap the Sunday night episode of Big Brother. Make sure you subscribe to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes or robswebsite.com/Spotify to make sure you don't miss an episode recap or our Big Brother podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/BBpodcast. All right, let's bring in Taryn as we get ready for our exit interview. Taryn, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, you know, it's bittersweet. You know, we're doing an exit interview with Janelle. It means she's out of the house, but we're going to talk to her in a second.
Yes, very excited.
Okay. Have you ever talked to Janelle?
I have not.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be a first. All right. We have her here on the line. Let's go ahead and bring in Janelle Pierzina. Janelle, good morning.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Janelle, what's going on? You're on with Rob Cisternino and Taryn Armstrong.
Hi, Rob. It's so nice to hear from you. How are you?
Yes, we're doing okay. It's bittersweet to hear from you, Janelle, because, you know, the bad news is, you know, we're hearing from you, but the good news is that we're hearing from you.
Yes.
Okay. How are you holding up after being sent out of the house last night?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing great.
Well, that's good.
Having some coffee. I can't wait to get my phone back, call the hubby, all that stuff. But yes, no, I'm doing absolutely fine. I told the people at CBS last night, this has been the easiest eviction for me so far. Maybe because I'm so experienced with it and I've had so many evictions. I have no idea.
Yeah. Old hat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you were uninvited to a wedding. I don't know if that was hard for you.
It's fine. I'm still going to send a nice gift.
Okay. Now, Janelle, you were on the block with Kacer, which is nothing new for you, but this time around, they sent you out of the house. What was different this time?
I mean, I knew that I was the bigger threat out of me and Kacer. He, in the past, has left before me because he was seen as the leader of our alliance. And Kacer is still a great leader, but, you know, I'm just a bigger target. My target's much, much bigger than Kacer's.
One thing that happened on the feeds, Nicole was claiming that you were involved in spreading rumors about her in the preseason. Is any of that true?
What? No.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons she thought that you were gunning for her.
She's crazy. She's freaking nuts. I never text the girl. She did invite me to her wedding. I knew that she could possibly be on the show because she changed her wedding date. And I was like, whatever. But I still never texted her, or asked her, or did anything. I never spread any rumors about her. I didn't, you know. No, that's false. She makes up things, though, just to make it seem like... The reason I targeted her, the reason why, maybe she felt targeted by me is I just don't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Because of The Amazing Race, what, you know, happened down there.
Yeah. When you came into the house with her, did you think that that was going to be a problem, or did you feel like that you were going to be able to work with her?
I thought we could work together for a little bit. Again, like, I know how she plays, so there was like definitely some trust issues. But I thought, you know, we could work together for a little bit, casually, whatever. Early on, I saw that she was in an alliance, obviously. So that, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. No. After that, it's like, okay, well, it's too bad.
Yeah. You and Danny talked a lot about like your friendship outside of the house and your desire to work together. But she was actually, her and Nicole were actually the two people, the only two people at first that were targeting you right from the beginning. Do you have any idea like why she was so dead set on taking you out?
I have no idea. No clue. So Danny, what was it? I mean, I don't know anything. I don't know because I haven't had my phone. I don't know which conversation. Like, she targeted me week one.
Oh yeah, night one. She was talking about you and Kaser. It was her and Nicole, and which was weird to us because you were talking about her like, hey, like I would never go after Danny, but she seemed very dead set on it. Apparently, in the preseason, she talked about like dethroning the queen. So like we kind of think maybe that had something to do with it, but it's been confusing for us too.
That's very sad. She is the only person in the house that I had a pregame alliance with. So that's very sad for me to hear that.
Janelle, can you compare this house to the previous Big Brother All-Stars house that you played in?
I mean, playing in the original All-Stars was a little bit more fun, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I was a little bit younger. Obviously, it was way more shit. So it's nice to win a competition here or there. But, you know, the new game is different. There's so many freaking people. There's like 16. I'm not used to playing with that many. Mm-hmm. It's nice to play. I mean, obviously, I didn't have Dr. Will or Daniel Reyes in the house, people like that. But yeah, it's a newer, modern version of BB. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Tyler in a diary room said that that the old school way of playing was underdeveloped, and that the new school way of playing is a more developed strategy. Do you agree with him?
Possibly, yes. I mean, everyone in the house knows he's in an alliance, though. So how developed is that if everyone knows that he's in an alliance? Like, kind of a big target.
How do you feel like Kaser is going to be able to do without you in the house?
Well, I don't know about that. That man definitely needs some help sometimes. Mm-hmm. I worry about him. I hope he gets power because I know that he'll target, mm-hmm. you know, that alliance. But I don't know that he can get power, and it's difficult because... everyone we were kind of friends with in the house is, you know, they're not pick of the litter if any means. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we know. Kind of hard. We know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, okay, like this is who I have to work with. Seriously.
Well, speaking of, I know that you eventually found out that Nicole Anthony spent her entire last week thinking that you were out to get her and exposing everything that you said.
God. So upsetting.
How do you feel about her now?
I mean, I think that, you know, being such a young, she's a sweet, sweet young person, and she's just a kid. And I think the house was too much for her. For her to think in her mind that I betrayed her is her mind playing tricks on her. Because I obviously never did anything to her. It's really too bad that she trashed me, you know, to other people and blew up my game. It sucks.
Yeah. If it's any consolation, I think she does feel bad about that.
Mm. Of course. And I can't wait to reach out to her. I think, you know, maybe it just wasn't her season to come back because she just wasn't ready.
Janelle, could you talk about in week one when you and Kacer both played in the safety suite competition? That was there any talk about, like, hey, maybe only one of us should go and play this competition?
Yeah, I mean, there was no time. So it all, Kacer was like freaking out. So it all came down to, I had a conversation with Cody and I was like, okay, like, this is super sketch. What the hell? And he told something different to Kacer. So Kacer flipped out and was like, I have to play it. And he was like running with his safety suite pass. And I was like, okay, well, at this point, like, I thought it would be best to like just play as well. So it looked like we made a deal. Like we weren't working that closely together. Like, hey, if two people play, like I'll take you, you take me kind of thing. So it didn't look like we were so cemented in alliance. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Julie really kind of made it out to seem like Memphis is running the game to you. That's not like entirely true. Memphis does have this alliance, but like his number one rule in the alliance is that they're not allowed to talk to each other much. Because that's Memphis. It's really, there's that alliance, and then there's also this other alliance that includes Bailey and Devon with Tyler, Enzo, and Cody and Danny. Really, like, what you were working against was these sort of two separate alliances with Cody kind of in the center of both of them. And like every single ally that you were reaching out to was running information back to them, which really put you in a rough spot.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, that really sucks. I needed to win HOH last week, period.
Oh, you were so close.
I know. I would have put that motherfucker up.
Janelle, we saw you trying to campaign with David this week. Could you just talk through?
That man, oh my God. That was the worst conversation. I'm like, is he serious? Like, he realizes, like, only one of us is going to leave, right? He's so green. He's really green at the game. I was just like, oh my God. It reminded me of talking to a complete newbie, which he is. Mm-hmm. It was flashbacks to BB14 working with newbies. It was annoying.
Yeah, it was, you trying to talk to him was just, it was hard for us to even watch. I can't even imagine what it was like talking to him. Cause you would say like, I'm not even close to Memphis. Like I can't get him to do what I want. And he was like, that's what you would say if you were close to Memphis.
He's just, oh, wow. I would say he's one of the worst Big Brother players I've ever played with.
Fair.
Janelle, yeah. Did this experience sour you against potentially ever coming back for, say, like a Big Brother legend season?
I mean, you know what's funny? I thought this season was going to be a season of legend.
Mm.
You know, I walked into the
so
house
did we.
And I was like, damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Because I knew my name and I knew who I was. And I'm like, if I even make it 5 weeks, like, good for me. Mm-hmm. But it's just, yeah, there was not any legends in there. It was, you know, two or three good play, like really good players that are well known that have come back multiple times, and a ton of people that didn't really do anything their season, which is disappointing. So I wouldn't say it soured me or anything. I don't know that I'd come back though, because it's another 3 months. It's just like, I mean, I am a big name in this game, mm-hmm. and I would be targeted early on again.
What if they did a shorter season, like a celebrity sized season?
If it were 30 days, I would do it. Yes. Okay.
You hear that, production?
Okay. All right. Janelle, I know you got to run. Taryn, do you have anything else you want to ask Janelle today?
I think we're good.
Okay. All right, Janelle, how about real quick, what do you make of Ian playing with him the second time?
I was pleasantly surprised that I had the opportunity to get to know Ian, because in the past I had never got to really work with him because he was with Boogie, my nemesis. Mm-hmm. So it was nice. It was really nice to actually talk game with Ian. It was a new experience for me. I really am rooting for him to do well in the game. I want to see him succeed.
And can you give us your winner pick?
Oh, I think Danielle will win. Maybe Memphis.
Okay. Interesting. All right. The great Janelle Perzina. Janelle, so great to talk to you. Would love to talk Big Brother or even Survivor anytime you're up for it.
Oh, thank you. I absolutely love Survivor. So anytime, I'd love to come on and discuss.
Yes, we saw. All right. Janelle, take care, okay?
Thanks, you too. Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, Taryn, lots of fun with Janelle. I know you got to run to get to the live feed update, but we'll catch up again with you soon.
Yes.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Janelle Pierzina, she's out of the house. She'll have her phone back soon. Expect a tweet storm coming. I don't know if she's more of a tweeter or Instagram person, but I'm going to follow her on every social media channel to get ready for whenever that phone gets back to her. So looking forward to that. And of course, we will have plenty more Big Brother. Of course, we mentioned Taryn's live feed update, Saturday night roundtable as well. And then I'll be back on Sunday night to cover it all. Thank you so much for listening. Got a busy day here today. Going to be getting to our monthly patron cast. Going to probably do about a 5-hour call today, talking with the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. And then on Thursday, we will kick off our brand new Big Brother pregame show that I'll be doing for the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Of course, you can find out more information at robhaswebsite.com/patron. But I do recommend wait till September 1st. If you're thinking about jumping on, because then you don't end up getting charged for August and for September. But it's a great way to help support all of the Big Brother podcasting going on here at Rob Has a Podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.